welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. Well, folks, it's now or never, and, of course, welcome back. I haven't said this in a long time, but as we have just wrapped up the ratification debates, and I could dive into the big picture, the summation of all of this, and I could go on and on and on. But I believe what we've covered so far should actually give you enough context for you to connect the dots on how important the ratification debates are regarding the Constitution and how important it is for the states to actually step in and become active in getting constitutional compliance. And the only way this is going to happen, by the way, in getting constitutional compliance to the Constitution is for you to start taking back your county, period. Your state will not behave. How do you expect your state to behave if your county is allowing things to, because there are programs that are coming in that are bypassing the state, or the state has created these portals to allow them to come straight into your county to do things, to funnel money. Now, there's, in some cases, your state is your state is culpable in this, but in some other cases, your state has kind of played Pontius Pilate and washed their hands and said, we'll give what we call in the Marine Corps DURLOT, direct liaison authorization, direct liaison authorization. And what that does is it allows, and I'll try to slow down a little bit here, what it does is it allows these bureaucracies to come straight into your county and offer federal dollars along with federal strings and so forth. If you're living in a blue state, DURLOT has been granted, and the federal government or these globalist bureaucracies are already working with your county government. So if you don't take your county back, then there's no way you'll take the state back. You understand? So, I mean, it's kind of like it's hard to clean the nation when we can't even clean our own community. And we literally, in every state, we've got to focus on your county. Because I've told you before, and the evidence is overwhelming, the globalists are in every county of this nation. Global lobbyists. So in other words, the globalist agenda is existent. It is operating right now in your county as we speak. They're doing everything they can to get your county commissioners, supervisors, or whoever's in charge of your parish or county to get them to enact and take money over, you know, federal programs or what have you, to take away your liberty and to seal our fate as a nation. That's how important this is. So as we start really looking at the bigger picture, this is why we haven't said this in a while, but don't let problems possess you. In other words, don't let what's going on possess you. I mean, it's one thing to really look, and that's what we're going to do today. We're going to go through the Biden. We're going to continue going through, because on Monday we kind of covered this. We started talking about what Biden had basically laid out in his address on, what was that? I think last Thursday, the 1st of September, in Independence Hall. So we'll get back into that. But I just, as we were wrapping up these professorial lectures, sorry for the mispronunciations and the stuttering a little bit, but still trying to wean myself. It takes a little while to get yourself out of the steroid game, as you kind of understand. So anyway, I apologize for my shortcomings. With that, we've also got next week, we're going to play the Michelle Bachmann interview. I will probably play that because it doesn't look like I've gotten a response from her. I'll just say her assistant, because I work directly with her assistant. And so it doesn't seem like we're going to get her back. I'd love to have her back. But we'll place context to her conversation on Thursday next week or Wednesday. But on Fridays, I really want to make Fridays Feedback Fridays. Now, tomorrow, what we don't cover today in the Biden address, we will wrap up tomorrow and get into Feedback Friday. just to be clear, the Biden address was, what was it, 6 pages, yeah. So we've only covered like the first quarter of the page, but we started really late on Monday because we had to go on a little bit about Labor Day and how significant, you know, it is to understand what Labor Day is all about. Because if you don't understand what they're doing and why they're doing it, then it's really hard to start combating. Fact is, folks, communism has spread so far throughout our government and government apparatus. You know, Ayn Rand, if you've seen or read her book, Atlas Shrugged, and all of her works, when she came to America, she did not understand the Constitution. She understood the New Age explanation, which is why she had nowhere in her book did she ever make a comment or ever make it known that everything that she was talking about would be because the government would be getting away with violating the Constitution. In other words, the government doesn't have these powers. They've fooled us into believing that they have powers, but they don't have them, and they still don't have them. The only way they have these powers, and if she would have understood the Constitution, she could have articulated this, that the only way that the government could obtain these powers is not by the will of the people, because this is not a democracy. This is a Republican form of government. And the will of the people has nothing to do with a Republican form of government. What we have here is a problem that she portrayed, and what we're living through is a government that has assumed powers and convinced us that they can do it. The real solution is waking up to our awful situation and state and saying, hey, they can't do this anymore because we're not going to let them. We never gave them the power to do this, so we're shutting them down. And the only way that we're going to be successful in doing this is you have to start at the county and you have to go to the state. Now, we could fast jump, and in some cases, we were pretty close in fast jumping, and we're still trying to do that in some dark red states where we don't necessarily get a lot of people, you know, on board as far as educated, because there are people that are, you know, they just love the Constitution. They love seeing these things. And as they hear about it, like in Wyoming, the people, when they read the bill that we had this last session, they go, wow, that's great. I mean, most people in Wyoming, that's why they vote Republican, isn't because they love big government. It's just they don't know, you know, the difference between Republican and constitutional. And in Wyoming, as I've told you, it's the only place where you can be active in the Republican Party and be a constitutionalist. Almost everywhere else, people look at you like, this guy's a conspiracy theorist. Anyway, let me kind of move forward through the obligatories. And as you know, this show is also sponsored by RepublicReview.org, and you are listening to the only show that gives you the academic evidence and academic evidence-based solutions. Now, we've got a few plugs that we have for, you know, different organizations like the Constitution Association. Next week, on Constitution Day, the 17th of September, we'll be having their annual dinner conference gala. So go to the Constitution Association, or, you know, DuckDuckGo them, do a search engine on Constitution Association, and you will find Douglas V. Gibbs' organization, and they're having this their annual dinner. And so get your tickets if you're in the Riverside or willing to drive to Riverside for, I believe, Saturday evening. The details are all out there. Go check it out. We've got Gary Smith with Fortitude Financial Coaching out of Texas, and he's here to help, and he is here to help you become independent financially and helping you get disciplined in becoming your own boss. We also have Keith Broders with Constitution Education, and if you want some help with your organization and getting some training or getting, you know, some support with education, constitutioneducation.us is a great resource. Use him. Throw him some bones, because he's on a fixed income. He doesn't have the resources to do lots of things, and whatever you can do to help him, he would appreciate. Timber Nation, check them out. I've not been able to get back to their website. I've just been way too busy, and I'll be traveling this weekend. So as you know, we are, you know, we're basically highly recommending, if you're looking to get anything from Timber Nation within a reasonable time frame, you better order it now, because now is the time. If you're going to get it by Christmas or, you know, by the holiday season or so forth, because they're that busy, they're that good, and they're that busy. So, you know, that's a good sign of a business, that you can't keep up with the demand. And that's a good thing. I mean, Harley does that too, and it's a great business model as well. Stan Kluwit with RadioDustCovers.com. And oh, by the way, I hope to have Chris, the founder of Timber Nation, on sometime soon. And I hope to have Stan on sometime soon. And we'll probably have Gary back sometime soon, as well as Keith Borders. It's just that we've got a lot of content to go through. And Ben Carr, the founder of Ad Local. We obviously recommend that you go to Ben Carr. I want to talk about deplatforming, and we'll be covering that pretty soon, because 2 years ago, a lot of organizations like Constant Contact and these other organizations started deplatforming conservatives and constitutionalists in America. There is another wave of deplatforming that's beginning, and I will be able to profoundly tell you more about this next week. But all that being said, we're going to go into break, and then when we come back, we're actually going to start covering more of what Biden had basically stated, or the Mein Führer. And, you know, I'm telling you, he is giving us the indications that we're heading into a crusade against constitutionalists. We'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me, AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review, as well as my description of the Republic Review model on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416. Okay, so we left off where Biden made, and I highlighted this, so we want to start off on this, because he kind of talks about America being a beacon to the world of liberty and all these types of things. And really, I think what he's talking about is the beacon of the world for the globalist movement, because as America goes, so goes the world. Now, as much as China and Russia hate that, there's just no way the free world Western society would ever follow them. I mean, they're antithetical to individual liberty. However, they are manipulating and compelling compulsive, yes, but they're using compulsion in many states and manipulating those state governments. I mean, look at Taiwan, look at Hong Kong. Hong Kong was transitioned or gone through the process of transitioning into China, and China is literally trying to wipe away any and all of their local government to ensure that the Chinese Communist Party is controlling every facet of Hong Kong. Same thing in Taiwan, same thing in Nepal and so forth, and Russia with Crimea and Ukraine and so forth. And so that's what they do. You know, the good guy needs a, you know, if the good guy has become corrupt, then you need to have some villains to utilize fear and other things to manipulate everybody else, all the bystanders, your own people, and so forth. And that's what we have. And we've had this agreement. This goes all the way back to World War II. Where we actually put in the Versailles Treaty with Stalin, Roosevelt, and Churchill this plan of interdependency and a symbiotic relationship between Western society and the Communist Party of Russia, or I should say the CCCP, right? Anyway, this is what Biden said. But as I stand here tonight, equality and democracy are under assault. We do ourselves no favor to pretend otherwise. So tonight, this is going on here. This is paragraph 6 or 7. So tonight, I have come to this place where it all began to speak as plainly as I can to the nation about the threats we face, about the power we have in our own hands to meet these threats. This is kind of where we left off. I hope you understand what he just said. He wants to let you know that they view the Constitution and people who embrace the purity and the real meaning of the Constitution as a threat. To be clear, as U.S. citizens, we are all, and as politicians, we are all obligated to support the Constitution, not what we call Biden, not what we call the president, not what we call the government. We're not to support them. We're only to support the Constitution and those who are abiding by the Constitution. He uses language in here where he talks about the Constitution, and I'm telling you, he's speaking with a forked tongue. So as he says about the threats we face, and about the power we have in our own hands to meet these threats, and about the incredible future that lies in front of us only if we choose it. I'm telling you, folks, this is a huge message to letting the globalists know that they are on the brink of destroying America, because they're putting us on this precipice to make this decision. Do we kill all of those who love liberty, because there's so few people that they believe there are so few people? Folks, if you don't recognize this, the blood is on your hands. The blood is on the hands of those who are in office that claim to be conservative, that are doing nothing. And I'm here to tell you that we have to take a stand. This is why, ergo this show may go. Because this show will be shut down post haste. Because I'm the only show that actually pokes everyone in the eye regarding their failings in complying to the Constitution. You know, we all fall short, right? But there's certain things that you can't fall short on, right? If you do, you know, there's this possibility of mercy, forgiveness, and repentance and those types of things. But when you're blazingly violating the Constitution, and we saw 31 states, or as many states as we saw during the pandemic, that ripped away the liberties of the people, every governor and every person involved in that didn't even question that should be removed. Paragraph 8 is what, this is what Biden says. We must never forget we the people are the true heirs of the American experiment that began more than 2 centuries ago. Paragraph 9, we the people have, every time he says this, he's talking about a democracy mob rule. We the mob are the true heirs of the American experiment that began with heirs. In other words, they've inherited this. And I'm here to tell you, they've only inherited this via the perversion, because if they understood, if the kids and people, to Americans today, understood their obligation to support the Constitution and not the U.S. government, then they would actually, we would be in a completely different situation. We, the mob, have burning inside us the flame of liberty that was lit here in Independence Hall. And so he's using lip service, but this is what he says. A flame that lit our way through abolition, the Civil War, suffrage, the Great Depression, world wars, and civil rights. And so most all of this that he's talking about has everything to do with the slavery and the re-innovation or the reinvention of slavery. Because what they're implementing is the new world of slavery, where we all become, instead of independent and sovereign people, we become property of the state. And all of our rights and our inalienable rights, they will come after anybody that asserts their inalienable rights. They've already made that signal when the people started standing up against these school boards to say, hey, you can't do these things. And the DOJ basically says, we need to start taking names and actually going after these people. Who do they think they are to stand up against government? Especially when we know better and we know what we're doing and we're doing it for a reason. Absolutely, they're doing it for a reason, to destroy us. Anyway, I'm going to jump down to paragraph 13. Too much of what has happened in our country today is not normal. He's not addressing these burning downs of our cities and the harm and the defunding of police and the rampant escalation of crime. He's talking about people wanting to adhere to the law and demanding that the law be adhered to. He's saying that's not normal. In other words, almost everything he says, he's meaning the opposite of the words he's saying. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Now, I know you've heard this, and I know you've heard lots of people say this. I am here to tell you that our republic, with the individual sovereignty and individual liberty, that is the only position, I should say, that is closer to the position that we all should be standing on. We all should be standing on the Constitution, not really a party platform or a personal platform, whether it be Biden or the globalist communists that have basically taken over our government. Paragraph 15, at the very end, he says, not every Republican embraces the extreme ideology. Now, these are the people we call rhinos, because this is what he says. I know, because I've been able to work with these mainstream Republicans. In other words, these are Republicans that are embracing the Uniparty, that they are embracing working with the agenda and slowly moving it forward and not taking back our government. Paragraph 17, Biden basically says this, and how to do this, if it's the first time you're hearing me say these paragraphs. What you do is you go and get this speech from the White House. The whole transcript is there. And then just basically hit a numeric, you know, paging or a paragraph numbering. Just highlight it all and hit that, and it'll put a number in front of every paragraph so you know which paragraph I'm on. So anyway, 17, he says, the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and by the MAGA Republicans, and that is a threat to this country. Well, actually, the Republican Party and we need to be dominated by the Constitution, but there's no difference between the Republican Party and Donald Trump as there is the Democratic Party with Biden or with Obama or with any other tyrant. It's all tyranny. We have no obligation to follow people, folks. Our obligation is to follow the Constitution, period. And he keeps on talking about ideological divide, and ideologies are not allowed or have no place within our constitutional framework, especially in politics. And when we see politics actually driving in front of a military apparatus such as the Marine Corps, I mean, this is the proof that you have, we have a tyrant. This is a true tyrant that has been seated unconstitutionally as the president. Paragraph 19, but I'm an American president, not the president of red America or blue America, but of all America. I think he considers himself a king. In other words, I think what he's talking about is he's not a president of the Constitution. He's a president of the people. Because remember, he took an oath not to the people. He took an oath to the Constitution to effectively execute, faithfully execute the laws of the Constitution. Folks, we'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL. Or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416. Okay, so, excuse me. So we're back to Biden, and this whole point that I'm trying to drive, folks, is so you really understand that we do not have the government we're supposed to have. We have people that have sidestepped and are completely ignoring. This also goes to judges. There are many of our rights that are being ignored, and we can't take this anymore. We have to actually start standing up. But let me move on. In paragraph 21, he basically starts, and here, in my view, what is true, MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. I'm going to tell you that MAGA Republicans respect the Constitution more than any Democrat, than any rhino Republican, and I'll even go as far as to say than most people that aren't even party affiliated, because most people that aren't even party affiliated are even more illiterate and ignorant towards the Constitution. In other words, if he actually supported and respected the Constitution, then he would not have accepted and taken his position as president unconstitutionally. He would have demanded and respected the Constitution and demanded that the House of Representatives go into chamber on January 6th and follow the process delineated in the 12th Amendment in choosing the president, because he would have known that the Electoral College, and there's no such thing as a popular vote for president. That doesn't happen. We choose electors, and our electors are to choose our president. And so he keeps on, and he's the one that keeps on denying that he's violating, and everybody is in violation of the Constitution that's supporting him. So let's go on here. They do not believe in the rule of law. This is basically making counter accusations that are fraudulent. They do not recognize, and here's the key, they do not recognize the will of the people. In a Republican form of government, there is no such thing as the will of the people. We are to be governed by our representatives, not by the mob. And we cannot allow, this is why you, and many of you, I just can't say all of you, but many of you think that having state initiatives and voter initiatives where you can actually legislate is absolutely backwards. It has no place in a Republican form of government. It's the same thing as mob rule. And I'm here to tell you that we're getting to a point where they want you to do initiatives to destroy the Constitution, but any initiative that will take you back, they will put it in front of the court, and the court will say, it's unconstitutional, you can't do that. They'll find some reason to not allow what you want to do going forward. Why? Because they have control over it. I'm telling you, every time that the court can claim jurisdiction, they will, and they will support their own power, and they will aggrandize their power at every opportunity. He goes on and says in paragraph 22, the refuse to accept the results of a free election, and they're working right now as I speak in state after state to give power to decide elections in America to partisans and cronies, empowering election deniers to undermine democracy itself. What he's actually talking about is he's saying that what they're doing is going to take away our ability to use partisans and cronies empowering, you know, the election outcome to be the way we want it to be instead of the way it is supposed to be. Folks, we have to look at what this guy is doing. And this guy is actually talking out one side of his mouth, but he's really meaning something else. MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Well, actually, not backwards. And as a matter of fact, unfortunately, Trump isn't bringing us to where we need to go. The MAGA people, I believe that the reason why people are so motivated and want to follow Donald Trump, because he's talking to move us closer. He's kind of like Martin Luther. Martin Luther was designed, you know, his intent was to take Christianity closer to the true doctrines in the Bible. But Martin Luther clearly was honest enough to say, I am not restoring Christ's church. I am only taking our worship closer to the doctrines in the Bible. In other words, he was well aware that he didn't have necessarily that authority to do that, which is why, you know, it was more of a reformation than a restoration concept. Because if you read, then, you know, the Bible and so forth, there was definitely a clear delineation of, you know, the church that Christ built and the falling away and everything else. So anyway, paragraph 23. Or actually, we just read that. 24, they promote authoritarian leaders. What do you think he is and Pelosi and Liz Cheney? All of these people are tyrants. And they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights. Who? Are you kidding me? The Democrats are far more guilty of fanning the flames of political violence and actually protest out in the street. There's no evidence that proves otherwise. There is no evidence that proves otherwise. They look at the mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, brutally attacking law enforcement. Where is he getting this information? And as a matter of fact, not as insurrectionists who placed a dagger to the throat of our democracy, but they look at them as patriots. In other words, he's basically saying that these people were insurrectionists. Everybody that showed at the Capitol that day on January 6th were insurrectionists. That's what he's saying. Any of you that went, any of you that supported that, you're supporting insurrectionists. Folks, what does the Constitution say? We're to support the Constitution. We're to demand that our government support the Constitution. This is why, had that organization followed the orderly process, whoever organized, or all of the groups that organized January 6th, they've poorly executed that whole thing. The focus should have been a First Amendment petition to Congress, as Bob Schultz and I was working on. We actually gave you a perfect example of what had to happen. And these idiots actually put everybody in harm's way by doing exactly what they did. Because look who's controlling the narrative. If they would have actually stood at the steps of the Capitol with First Amendment petitions and signage and everything else to demand Congress open those doors, that they are in violation, and that what they're doing right now by accepting the Electoral College was in violation of the Constitution, it would have been a whole different story. I'm telling you right now, folks, the narrative, there'd be zero evidence of, because getting a mob together and getting them to say, we got to stop this and talk about the voter election fraud, you know what? That and $5 will barely get you a cup of coffee today. And it's not because of, you know, your position or this ideology. It's only because you have $5. Because I'm telling you, you will bring no eggs home from the market with this stuff. If you use the Constitution and you point out the constitutional violations and the unconstitutionality of what Congress is doing and how they're violated our First Amendment rights and every other facet of the Constitution and doing what they were doing on January 6th, it would have changed the narrative to where we would be on the high ground. We've got to start getting up on top and operating at all the high grounds that the Constitution gives us. Because when you do that, you cannot be shut up. And I'm telling you, this is how it is done. You know, if you look at what happened with apartheid in South Africa, I'm going on down a rat hole, but there was a man by the name of Stephan Bantu Biko, and in 77, he was killed. And he was killed because he was really recognized as a true threat. If you have never seen the movie Cry of Freedom, you need to, because it's a biography about this man. This man actually was seeking liberty for all people in South Africa. He wasn't seeking for social justice as Mandela was, and he wasn't seeking for a communist movement and empowering of blacks and a black communist movement as Mandela was. Mandela actually wasn't even going down that path. He was led down that path by the communists to basically ensure that that's what they did. Now, not that there was, you know, not that the apartheid and what was going on in South Africa was great. Absolutely not. But the high ground was occupied by Mr. Biko. He was the only one on the high ground. And see what happens is Mandela was in jail for all this time until finally the globalists stepped in and said, we're going to allow a power change, a regime change in South Africa, but it's not going to be a regime change for the better of the individuals. It will be a regime change that actually moves South Africa into a socialist communist country. And that's what you have today, folks. That's what you have today. And so it's never when you let them control the narrative. And you have to ask yourself, were the Oath Keepers and all these people involved in this, were they really that stupid and ignorant, or were they really trying to do a maniacal thing in hurting us, in hurting themselves? And I don't think they were hurting themselves. I think that they were doing what they were told to do, possibly. I can't believe that they really believed that what they were doing was the right thing. Because the right thing to do is to use the constitutional process, not to follow the unconstitutional process that we've been indoctrinated to use. When we come back, I'll get back into this. We're on page 2 right now. We'll go through more of these paragraphs just to prove how Biden is not our president. He's not constitutionally our president, and he doesn't speak to the Constitution, and he's in violation of his own oath, and he's in violation of everything that is good under the Constitution. We'll be right back.
I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416. Okay, so as we kind of look at what we've got going here, where are we? And because I'm kind of focusing my attention really quick on a problem I'm fighting Google with. So back here on paragraph 25, they look at the mob that stormed on the United States Capitol as brutally attacking law enforcement, not as insurrectionists. This is where we left off. Not as insurrectionists who placed a dagger to the throat of our democracy, but they look at them as patriots. Well, actually, you know, it's an ideological divide. You know, those people who are violating the Constitution and these people who were failing to demand compliance of the Constitution. What they were demanding was that, you know, hey, you know, stop this, instead of saying, you don't have the authority to do this, you're violating the Constitution. See how different the narrative is? It's not about one party against another. It's about the Constitution. And as soon as you get this, folks, the sooner we can actually be on the road to reclaiming the Republic. Because we're all, as U.S. citizens, we are all held to support that Constitution. As they see their MAGA failure to stop a peaceful transfer. Now, I want you to get this here. As they see their MAGA failure to stop a peaceful transfer of power from after the 2020 election as preparation for the 2022 and 2024 elections. Hold on here. This was not a transfer of peaceful power. This was a usurpation of authority of the Constitution. The states did not have the authority to change the manner in how 31 states did this, folks. And everything that we looked at in sequence to this violation, to this violation, to this violation, everything that we're witnessing is clearly a cascading of dominoes that is actually crashing down upon us. The sooner you understand it's about the Constitution, not about the party, not about the ideology. 27, they tried everything last time to nullify the votes of 8,100 million people. It's not about 8,100 million people, or 81 million, I'm sorry, 8,100.
I'm misreading that. 81 million people. This time, they're determined to succeed in thwarting the will of the people. Again, he keeps on talking about a democracy. It was about 545 electors, whatever the total amount of electors was, and the field of electors, and the requirement of obtaining 270 electors for a clear majority. 535. Had to be 35, right? So anyway, this time they're determined to thwart the will of the people. Folks, he's talking about the mob rule. That's why respected conservatives like respected conservative judge Michael Luttigieg has called Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans, quote, a clear and present danger. This guy can't be a conservative, a respected conservative or a constitutional judge. Calling any American that's demanding a constitutional process be observed, even though they weren't really actually claiming, but they were claiming that the rules of law, because I get it. There are conservatives out there saying, hey, we got to stop election fraud and voter fraud. Well, that's what kind of created this picture to say that they could steal it. But the fact of the matter is, folks, they violated the Constitution. Here's the question. Will there be any changes to the existing laws that the governors and these judges put in between now and 2024? If there is a state that actually went and did not go back to change back to the law that the state legislators put in, that state stands in jeopardy in 2024 of not having constitutional chosen electors, period. If they go back through that process, that's the only way. It's the only way, folks, that we can actually get our electoral college to, you know, function the way it's supposed to function. If not, if they don't change those laws, then every elector that's been selected in those states is unconstitutionally selected, period. Paragraph 28, that's why respected paragraph 29, but while the threat to American democracy is real, I want to say clearly as we can, we are not powerless to face these threats. So he reminds us now, he already told us that he had the power to do this. We are not powerless. We are not bystanders in this ongoing attack on democracy. There are far more Americans from every. And I'm doing this because he stumbled through his speech each time, so you're hearing me stumble too. From every background and belief who reject the extreme MAGA ideology than those that accept it. And folks, it's within our power and in our hand. It's in our hands, yours and mine, to stop the assault on American democracy. Everything he's saying here, folks, is they're ready to launch a crusade. What is a crusade? Where they actually go and they annihilate by removing the threat. It's not just an inquisition where they come in and arrest you and take you away. You're removed and you won't come back. I believe, in 32, I believe America is at an inflection point. One of those moments that determine the shape of everything that's to come after. And now, America must choose to move forward or to move backward, to build the future or obsess about the past, to be a nation of hope and unity and optimism or a nation of fear and division and of darkness. I mean, if there's anybody that's representing darkness, fear, and division, it's Biden and all of the communist actors in the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. All of them are communist actors that are supporting violations of the Constitution, period. Now I'm going to jump down to 38, paragraph 38. This is a nation that honors our Constitution. We do not reject it. I'm just showing his hypocrisy here. This is a nation that believes in the rule of law. We do not repudiate it. Are you kidding me? Again, hypocrisy. Paragraph 40. This is a nation that respects free and fair elections. We honor the will of the people. Excuse me? We don't have a popular vote. We have an electoral college. And so he is actually, now he's coming right out, and instead of, you know, being a hypocrite, he's actually using a sleight of hand to say, we have a democracy and we believe in mob rule and we honor the mob rule. We do not deny it. Paragraph 44, we're going to jump down a little bit. And yet history tells us that blind loyalty to a single leader and a willingness to engage in political violence is fatal to democracy. Well, he's absolutely right, but it's even worse and more fatal to follow an ideology like communism. This is why communism has been successful, because it doesn't matter who the actor is, they're all being controlled by those who control the movement or the globalist movement, which are players that aren't in front of you. These are the crowns of the world. These are the elitists, Soros, Gates, and those people who want the world to be in, they want to control the entire world. It's that simple, folks. And they want to create a government to do that. And they will act in the background, and they will be above the law, and they will never be, you know, highlighted. The spotlight will never be on them. They will have cronies. They will have puppets, the marionettes that will actually be, you know, in your face and so forth. For a long time, we've told ourselves that American democracy is guaranteed, but it's not. We have to defend it, protect it, and stand up for it, each and every one of us. Jumping down to 47, unite behind the single purpose of defending our democracy regardless of your ideology. See, in other words, he's actually getting you to believe that a democracy is not an ideology. It is an ideology because it is not our government, it is not our rule of law. The democratic process in what and how our government operates is a very well-defined process. It's not a blanket democracy. In other words, you have a right to vote for your representatives. You don't have a right to vote to create laws. That's actually a violation of a Republican form of government, Article 1, Section 4, or Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. We have a right of representation. We have a right of the rule of law. We do not have a right to create our own laws. And that's why the Constitution and every state constitution says all legislative authority is vested in the state legislature or in Congress, period. Anything that allows legislation to be done by the people would violate that. Anyway. We are called by duty and conscience to confront extremists who put their own pursuit of power above all else. Like the Democrats and him? Yes, but he's being hypocritical. He's pointing to the other people that actually have a better standing than he does. Democrats, independents, mainstream Republicans, why don't we just say rhinos? We must be strong, more determined, and more committed to saving American democracy than MAGA Republicans are to destroying American democracy. Wow, the hypocrisy here. Paragraph 50. Today there are dangers around us we cannot allow to prevail. We hear, you've heard it, more and more talk about violence as an acceptable political tool in this country. It's not. And it can't be acceptable, and it can't be an acceptable tool. Folks, that's what the Democratic Party's been doing. They've no justice, no peace. They've been rioting. They've been destroying. Is he really? Are you that stupid? No, you're not. I'm G.R. Mobley. We'll be back with more of this, and we'll be back with Reclaiming the Republic in our next episode. God bless. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.